You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zeb Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Yes, that's me. And once again, we are back in studio with another amazing segment of The Nosh with the one, the only, Kosher Guru. Yes, that's me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and every week. And I love the love that everybody gives. Always remember, if you do miss an episode, you could always subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play podcast channel, Kosher Guru. We put up all of the episodes afterwards up on our podcast channel, so you could always download it, listen anytime, get it, and enjoy them, whether in the office, during the day. Whatever needs to be done, we're there for you. Of course, our team can't forget to always acknowledge the amazing team of Kosher Guru. Team Kosher Guru consists of our CEO, David Mossberg, our CFO, Duvi Weider, of course, Yossi Spielberg, Axelrod, who's amazing, and of course, the newest member to Team Kosher Guru, Avi Lang, who heads up our website division, doing amazing things on the website. Make sure you email Avi at the Kosher Guru to get the inside scoop and deals of what's going on the website. And make sure you check out our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Make sure you subscribe to our emails. We got a great deals page. He keeps looking all over the world. I mean, all over the world for the best kosher foodie and just foodie deals in general. From Groupon deals to great deals on Amazon. Whatever you're looking for, it's there on the website. And I'm sure that you'll give him a call. You'll check it out. Email him, I mean. Check it out. And enjoy. Yes, where can you find us? But before, where can you find us? You want to know what we do. Of course, everybody always wants to know what we do. Well, we are the leading, the number one kosher media and marketing company in the industry. Who says we're number one? I do. At least I like to think we're number one. And whatever you guys do in life, you should always think you're number one also. You always strive to be the best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. We as Yidden, as human beings, should always strive to be perfect. Unfortunately, we not always are, but we should do our best and always think of yourself to keep growing to be the best. Anyway, we help create, market, distribute, promote so much within the kosher food world. Check us out on our website, www.thekosherguru.com. We have a consulting tab up top. You could take a look, see exactly what we could do. You have a restaurant, you need help building, promoting, you want to come out with this great sauce or dressing or product, you need help. Packaging design, graphic artistry, website. Anything you need help with, we're there to help you. We host events, organizational dinners, so much that can be done. Programming, programs, there's so much out there that we do and that can be done. And we love to do it all for you. So give us a call, check us out, email us. I read all the emails and I want to thank everyone for all the emails that they send to us from all over the country and the world. My email is guru@thekosherguru.com. Send in an amazing email. Say hello, tell us what you want, and also, I do have a few fidget spinners left, so if you want a free fidget spinner, send me an email. We also have Kosher Guru yarmulkes. Those are $10. I'll pay for the shipping. You just pay for the yarmulke, and that is our amazing Kosher Guru items that we have available now. So if your kids want a fidget spinner in time for school, end of camp, a little gift, I will send you a free fidget spinner to the USA. Email me, let me know what it is. To where to send it to, and I will send you a free fidget spinner with the Kosher Guru logo on it. That's insane. Everybody wants one. I know you do. I got a few left for you. So check it out. Where can you find us? We are all over social media. You can find us on Instagram at Kosher Guru. You can find us on Snapchat, Kosher Guru. Facebook. We have a great Facebook page, Kosher Guru, and a great Facebook group. Now, this group is a non-sponsored group. I get calls all the time, what's the difference between this group and that group and your group and this group? Well, let me explain to you. You don't have to pay to be in our group. Other groups, you have to pay the person who runs it to be in it, and they kosher things out, and they only allow certain people to post, and they kick people out of the group. No achdus there, nothing. Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation is a non-sponsored. You want to post your recipe, your blog, your restaurant. You'll have questions, recipe questions, food questions, restaurant questions. You want to tell us where you ate and share your experience with us. It's all there for you. It's all there for you. Non-sponsored. Post away. Enjoy. We're trying to build an open Jewish foodie kosher community for all. So we hope you do. And also, speaking about something that we're building, check out our website. We are actually in the process of building a, we're going to start within the United States and parts of Canada, of course, a restaurant directory, kosher restaurant directory. Help us build it, partake in it. Check us out on our website. This restaurant directory and our future app is going to be insane. And I mean, totally insane. Insane, insane, insane. You got to partake in it. You got to join us and help build and create this amazing project that we are working on. That being said, we are going to move on to Twitter. Yes, of course, Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Always subscribe to our, partake, I should say, in our WhatsApp chats also. So you could email me. But if you want to be in a WhatsApp chat, I'm telling you right now, we do a little due diligence. We don't want any, fake people in it or just trolls. So email me if you want to be in it with your full name, your phone number, and where we can find on social media to make sure you are who you say you are. And that'll really let you in. And of course on YouTube, which is Spielberg's favorite part of our social media platform. Subscribe to our station, our channel, Kosher Guru. We have amazing and informative videos, fun videos, restaurant videos, some Torah, some great, great videos. So I hope that everyone could partake a little bit in it, enjoy it, and it really is great. Really, I think it's great. You think it's great. We all think it's great. Okay, I'm glad we agree on this. So, of course, let's get down to a little bit of foodie business. I was in Detroit for Shabbos Nachamu. Now, myself being in Detroit for Shabbos Nachamu, I had a great, great time with my good friends, the Scotchalises in Detroit. They were celebrating their son Avi's Bar Mitzvah. Mazel Tov Avi, Mazel Tov to Erie and Becky Scotchalis and all the families. It was an amazing simcha. It was catered by Soul Cafe, who I got to go visit on Sunday and have lunch over there. And the manager, Shalom, and the executive chef, Honey, will be on the air in the next segment with an interview that I did with him at Soul Cafe. It was an amazing, beautiful cafe in West Bloomfield section of Detroit suburb. Great. If you're in Detroit, you got to check it out. We got to check out Jerusalem Pizza. Oh, so many people told me I have to go to Jerusalem Pizza. Check it out. Go over there. It was great. We went to the kosher supermarket, One Stop. But if you're there, check out Jerusalem Pizza again. We went, checked out, walked into Prime 10. They weren't so accommodating, so nice. We looked around a little bit. Cravings we went to. There's a new, I forgot the name of the new joint, maybe called David's, a burger joint that was in their soft opening. It was just nice. It was a nice, nice place. We took a look at the bakery. Just a lot going on in Detroit. So I want to thank Detroit for all of your hospitality. Saturday night, we chilled with a few friends. We grilled some Meal Mart salamis up. Actually, I had a few Meal Mart salamis in my bag. So we cut them up, grilled them up. They were delicious. We schmoozed. We talked, made a little fire pit. It was great. Detroit was fantastic. I'm telling you, a great time. Loved it. Such nice people. Had a nice Shabbos. It was stavin at the Young Israel of Southfield. The Rabbi, the Rabbi Morris, was very nice. I met so many nice people. I want to thank everyone for your great hospitality out in Detroit. Now, if you didn't go away for Shabbos Nachamu, I want you to know about another great place to go to for the rest of the summer. Of course, Yontif, they do Labor Day weekend, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. My good friend Yossi Zablocki of Destinations Kosher Tours. Check out www.destinations613.com or you can call him 845-794-6000. Now, Destinations is the exclusive kosher Jewish provider at Honors Haven. Honors Haven is a fantastic, amazing hotel in Ellenville, New York. Beautifully redone. He's got great food, great programming. The grounds are gorgeous. The facilities are amazing. The rooms are great. So if you are in the area over there or you want to get away during the week on a Shabbos with your family, whoever it is, I'm telling you, check out Honors Haven and Destinations Kosher Tours. Also coming up in a very, very short time is Hava Nagrila. Hava Nagrila is the first ever kosher Philadelphia barbecue competition for the entire family. They're calling it a smoke barbecue festival. It is Sunday, August 27th, 2017, and it's all under Hashkacha. Everything is sanctioned strictly under Hashkacha. It's really being held by the Men's Club of Temple Beth Hillel. Beth El will host the first ever kosher competition in that area. There's live music. There's a pickle eating contest, which I think I'll be announcing the winner of the pickle eating contest. So come enjoy mechanical bull riding, balloon artists. There's going to be a craft beer garden, a premium scotch and bourbon tasting table. Of course, the official MC, kosher guru, face painting, kids workshops hosted by Home Depot, craft artisans, magicians. It really is an amazing event, and they have a great website where you could purchase tickets early from. Go check it out. It's www.phillykosherbarbecue.com. That's phillykosherbarbecue.com. Their goal is to promote Jewish values and kindle community spirit while enjoying sumptuous beef ribs and brisket, chicken thighs, turkey legs, and duck, smoked low and slow to perfection. I hope to see everybody there, especially if it's here in the Lakewood area in southern New Jersey. So easy to get to. A great event, a great day for the entire family to come to enjoy, and I really, really hope that we have everybody there and greet everybody and see everybody. It's going to be amazing. Before we take a little break and come back with our interview from Soul Cafe, I got to tell you where I was last night. My heart was touched. I was what they're calling the bar mitzvah of the century. A young boy, Levi Galperin, a Chabad boy who was severely burned as a child and is still recovering, celebrated his bar mitzvah last night, a grand celebration. It was dubbed the bar mitzvah of the century. As a child of just 5 years old, he was severely burned during a fire that broke out in his family's home in Israel, in Kiryat Malachi. He suffered third-degree burns over 80% of his body. He lost both of his legs, a hand. The doctors speculated he would require more than 17 skin graft surgeries in his first year alone. And the studio telling me we got to hurry up. and he didn't want to. He didn't think he'd live. The doctor didn't think he'd live. He didn't think he would live on. And that being said, someone made a deal with him. Besides the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him life. And my good friends at Vital One, who flew him in and took such good care of him, and the Bikur Cholim of Lakewood, and so many people promised him, if you come, have a bar mitzvah, get the surgeries, come to America, we're going to throw you the bar mitzvah of the century. And this bar mitzvah was a bar mitzvah of the century. There was horsebacks, a carriage, a helicopter coming around, marching bands. Barry Weber was there. My good friend Mayor Kay was there dancing with him and being the Sameachim. Avram Fried sent in a message. Yishai Lapidot was there singing. There were so much amazing things. Of course, the Kosher Guru was there. There were so many amazing things going on, and the event was spectacular. I mean spectacular. I want to thank the family and my good friends who are Vital One for asking me to partake in the Simcha and allowing me to partake in the Simcha, because it was just amazing. It really, really was. And I want to thank everybody at the Simcha who took in. And it just, I see this little boy, I see what he goes through, 13 years old in the wheelchair, and the way he is, and the smile he has, and the way he thanked everybody and his family. It was so special to be part of it. It really, really was. It was very, very special. And I want to thank everybody for allowing me to share in your Simcha. Okay. No pet peeve today, more achdus. Also, check out the website. We have a lot of great guest bloggers that were doing a whole big thing in of achdus within the blogging community. So bringing a lot of guest bloggers every week at Sylvia Fallis this week. We have someone coming up tomorrow. Make sure you check it. If you love recipes and love cooking, check out our website, www.thekosherguru.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for another amazing episode of The Nash with your host, Kosher Guru. We'll be right back with an amazing interview from Soul Cafe after a brief word from our sponsors. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelach and pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at kosher fine retailers today and enjoy us with your family. And we're back. I want to thank so much to our sponsors, Reisman's Bakery. You can find Reisman's in all of your supermarket shelves all around the country. Thank you, Reisman's, for sponsoring our radio show once again. Of course, the Quicksilver Capital, financing small and medium-sized businesses throughout the United States. If you need business financing solutions, go to www.quicksilvercap.com today and leap your business to the future. Now we're back over here. As I told you in the first segment, I recently spent a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos in Southfield, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit. Had a great time. One of my closest friends, Erie and Becky Scotchless, their son Avi, had a bar mitzvah, flew out, and enjoyed a beautiful Shabbos, but yet again, even more beautiful catering from the very, very talented Soul Cafe. Now, Soul Cafe is part of a bigger branch, which we'll hear about in a second. And on Sunday, I went to lunch. I guess you call it a brunch because I didn't have breakfast, but to lunch at Soul Cafe in West Bloomfield. And let me tell you something. I figured I'm out of town. I'll walk into this little dinky, rinky place, pull up, you know, like a pizza store in who knows where, because New Yorkers think New York is it. But it's not. It's really not. Driving up to Soul Cafe, I was blown away. The place is gorgeous. The decor, the lighting, the ambiance, the service. Everyone was so friendly, so accommodating. But better yet, the food was amazing. So I had to sit down with Honey, the executive chef, and Shalom, the manager of Soul Cafe. And I want to thank you guys for joining me here on the air today and schmoozing a little bit about Soul Cafe and what you do.
Hi, I'm Shalom. I am the general manager over here. I've been with the Epicurean Group, the mother company of our division, where we run Soul Cafe, the restaurant. We also do have Milk and Honey Catering, which is our dairy division of catering. If it's trade catering, bris, bar mitzvah, wedding, you name it, we're there on-site, off-site. We do also as well have another location where we Epic Kosher Catering that does all of your meat fleishik needs. Again, wedding, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah.
So which division was I partaking in this past Shabbos at the Youngers of Southfield?
So that was Epic Kosher Catering, which is our meat division, where we did a Friday night dinner and a Shabbos lunch, which we were so proud to have you part of. And then we have our Soul Cafe, which is really our storefront to really show and emphasize all the delicious from scratch food that we do on a daily basis through catering.
Amazing. Now, Honey, you got to tell me something. You're the executive chef here. What's going on? Tell us a little bit about Soul Cafe and what you do here on a daily basis.
Well, we definitely don't sleep.
I just want to say that I am actually a witness to, because I saw Honey all Shabbos working amazingly well and all those hours in shul. Then we all had a little barbecue on Matzah Shabbos, and now all of a sudden she's back at Soul Cafe on Sunday, which I was blown away and couldn't believe. So I can tell you, I know the hard work that you put into and that you actually care and love what you do.
I do. I regret when I go out Saturday night because I have to be here at like 6:30 in the morning. You know, typical day, we get in, we open up the restaurant, we're prepping, 95% from scratch kitchen, as you saw on the counter, breads, you know, bake everything in-house. So our team is constantly working, and it's just, you know, repetition, load the line, prep, restock, you know, service. We were slammed today. Couple hundred people.
Yeah, I saw the amount of people. I saw some other people I knew from New York visiting. I'm sure there. I think their one daughter lives here. They came to visit. But let's take a step back. You're the chef here. How did you start in the food industry? What made you become a chef? Where's that passion from? How do you do it?
Good question. So I got a marketing major. I actually lived in New York. I went to Touro, I got a marketing business major there. And then I got married and moved to California with my husband and had four kids. And when I moved to Michigan for my husband's work, I was, you know, the winter was brutal, and I decided to go to culinary school. I always like to cook. My mom's Moroccan. We make everything from scratch at home.
I was going to ask, cooking at home or just said, hey, I want to do something, flipping through the newspapers. Culinary school, great. I'll try it.
So I did it. I actually started doing it for fun. And then, you know, while I was in school, networking, it's all about networking, right? Met a couple of chefs, and then one thing led to another, and I started doing it professionally. And people started calling me privately for different gigs, and I met Bossy, who is the founder of Friendship Circle, and then she let me know about this restaurant they're opening. I said, you're crazy. I'm not getting involved. I'll help out. Helping out led to about 80, 90 hours a week, so I'm definitely helping out. And yeah, that's it. That's about it.
That's about it. Now, Shalom, let me go back to you a second. Coming from New York and everyone knowing that I was coming out to Detroit, I literally got probably over 1,000 messages, WhatsApps, Instagrams. You got to go to Soul Cafe. Do they know you're coming? Let me get in touch with somebody. Everyone calling and messaging me and driving me nuts. Soul Cafe, Soul Cafe, Soul Cafe. People coming from out of town, whether it be Florida, New York, Chicago, they're coming in for business, for pleasure. Do you offer any packages to go? Do you deliver to hotels? What should an out-of-towner coming to Detroit know about Soul Cafe?
So Soul Cafe, let's start with what we are and who we are. Soul Cafe is a unique restaurant. We are the only, first of all, we proudly brew Starbucks that is certified Chalav Yisrael by the Council of Orthodox Rabbis of Detroit. We
are
Chalav Yisrael, Pas Yisrael, Bishul Yisrael.
All the sauces are made in-house.
All of our breads and sauces are made in-house. We are the only Starbucks, again, in North America, or probably the world, that we offer Chalav Yisrael. You can come in and get your caramel macchiato, you know, Chalav Yisrael at this location. That's the first part of it. The second part of this is really that we do offer everything, you name it. If it's one meal, 500 meals, we have kosher meals, we have trade catering. If it's, let's say, you have a group of 10 to 15, you can order from the carryout. Our hours are, we're open 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. Obviously, we are closed on Shabbos, but our hours are 8 a.m. till 3 p.m., 2 p.m. on Fridays, and we are a one-stop shop. We would love to fine dine you, entertain you, you name it. We're there for you, basically.
And I also got to get a little tour. You have a catering hall, someone making a simcha, someone making a party. You have a nice space that they could use as well.
We have several locations throughout Metro Detroit. Currently at the Soul Cafe, beyond our restaurant, we have a catering hall that seats up to 200 people that's right nearby to the restaurant. We also have down the block at the Jewish Community Center multiple rooms, rooms that can fit up to 400 people. And then we are linked into many hotels where we can, you know, have a wedding, have a simcha, have a private dinner dropped off over there, which would be our pleasure and joy.
So more or less, you have truck, will travel.
Exactly.
As long as it's in a decent area over here within Soul Cafe.
I would say within an hour distance, we'll come to you.
We've gone to Ohio?
Yeah, and I just got a call from a lady in Cedarhurst this morning.
1 second, that's like the next town over from me in Cedarhurst.
California too. People come in from out of town that have like businesses in Michigan that live out of town, and we do events for them, corporate events, and they're like, you are coming to LA, you're coming to New York, we're flying you in. So we
go for it. So one thing I do have to ask, it's, I know that it's part of in the building is the Friendship Circle. Explain to everybody out there what the Friendship Circle is and does, and how is the Friendship Circle connected to anything that might be happening inside of the restaurant?
So we've always had a really good relationship with the Friendship Circle, and this concept and idea really begun a little over 2 years ago, where we started the Friendship Bakery. Mm-hmm. The Friendship Bakery was a bakery. Thursday night, you know, you would have these individual specials abilities to come in and to make challah and to sell them retail throughout Michigan. We saw that within 6 months to a year, we saw huge progress in the development of these individuals with special abilities. And Bathy and Levy, with their foresight, which they are incredible how they see, you know, 5 years down the line and the potential of what we can do here, came together and said, why don't we open up a restaurant, Soul Cafe, that will train and educate individuals with special abilities to be able to give them the job skills in the restaurant industry. Obviously, I thought this was crazy and, you know, wow, like this is such a huge undertaking. But it's been a year and a half and it's been incredible, a great experience. You know, the employees who work with me love what they do. They love the joy that these individuals get from learning on a daily basis, and it really just adds a whole new meaning to the job.
And what is the connection with you in the kitchen, honey, with them?
So we employ 11 adults with special needs in the kitchen. They're split up between the front of the house and the back of the house. They learn all the different skills. You know, they're part of the team. It really adds a different dimension, and they just feel they fit in. They feel like they're part of something, and they're just, you know, growing so much. And I always say we all have special needs, not, you know, quote unquote special needs, but believe me, everyone in my kitchen has special needs. We're one big special kitchen.
Welcome to the food industry, everybody.
Right. So, you know, there's always surprises every day. Every day I could have a TV show.
You can have a TV show, but besides you having a TV show, you're working 80 to 90 hours a week here. When you go home and you're watching TV and just relaxing, you're cooking all week here. What are some of your favorite dishes outside of Soul Cafe? What do you enjoy making at home for your kids, for your family, for yourself? What do you enjoy when you're not in your kitchen?
So, of course, macaroni and cheese will be my favorite food. But I eat pretty healthy, so I eat like a lot of salads, a lot of greens, very plant-based with little protein, so...
And I got to ask Shalom, forget about you being out of here, because you spend so much time in here also. What are some of your highlighted dishes that you love here at Soul Cafe that you would also recommend some out-of-towners coming for the first time that they should try here at Soul Cafe?
I think we have an incredible selection of salads. I really, really enjoy the salads. We have a very unique salmon burger that has been a new to our menu for a few weeks now. People are really enjoying it. It comes with a egg on top that kind of just squirts all over the place as soon as you push down on that.
Yes, it squirted all over my shirt, besides some other food that spilled on with the kids at the table. It was great.
But our salads, our pizza, we have an artisan pizza oven that is, you know, really incredible, especially, you know, Michigan or New York. Everyone who comes in here just says the food is just incredible. And, you know, you can go on to Facebook. You know, a lot of people are always giving us good feedback, which is what we like. And again, we always do have improvement. We can always improve, but for the most part, we have, you know, our salads are great. Our food is really across the board. Everything. Everyone asks me, what do you recommend? Everything.
Start with everything. And honey, I'm very impressed working 80, 90 hours a week, some weeks less, some weeks more. And your husband and family must be so supportive and so proud of you being the executive chef here and rocking it out at Soul Cafe. I'm assuming they have to be super supportive for you to be able to rock this out and be super talented and have this ability to do what you got to do over here.
Yeah, you know, I went to school I'm from, and I was trained not kosher, as we were talking about this weekend. So I learned to cook by touching, feeling, smelling. I worked in non-kosher restaurants for non-kosher chefs for years. This is the first kosher project, and I love it, you know. So my husband's supportive, and it's a lot of work, but you know, it pays off and it's worth it, and it's doing great thing for the community and for my team, and I'm, you know, happy to be part of it.
And part of Friendship Circle. And I want to thank you guys for your hospitality this past week, allowing me to enjoy and partake in Soul Cafe. It was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us here on the air on the Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, on station 620 on your AM dial every Tuesday night at 7:30. Thank you, Shalom, so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, honey, for joining us.
Great meeting you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another amazing segment of the Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Wishing everybody a great week, a good Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. Peace out, and make sure to visit Soul Cafe when you're in the Detroit area.